This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
And welcome to this hour two of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny. He's on assignment. Fred Penny, let me tell you something. If you ever hear the phrase, burn the candle at both ends and in the middle, and then go to look that up, you can see Fred Penny's picture there. That guy has a schedule that, good heavens, I don't know. He's the one fighting for some sort of an amendment to add another hour to the day so we can have 25 hours a day and 8 days a week. I think that's Fred Penny. To my right here, Denise Dirks. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm enjoying the weather here. I'm got a little bit of smoke, but it's cleared up a lot. But yeah. I hear if you start heading up the hills, then you're going to be into really deep smoke.
Yeah, there's some fires going on here in the California area that, seems to be an annual thing now, doesn't it?
We might get a little rain that will help, though, maybe perhaps on Sunday. We're hoping and praying for a little bit of rain on Sunday.
Yeah, it looks like we'll get it, but I'm heading to Reno.
Oh, no.
And Reno is 262, very unhealthy.
Mm. 262, the air
that's
quality
air
index?
Air quality index, and that's, 100 is unhealthy.
That's a number of particles per lung per second.
Isn't that what caused black lung way back in the day?
Yeah, it's bad stuff. Yeah, it's bad.
You know, back in my day, it's funny that you talk about the air quality index, because I grew up in a rural city, agricultural community, and it was rice farming. And it was very common that in the fall, they would burn after the rice harvest, they'd burn the rice fields because the nutrients from burning were great for the soil. And for me, it was just growing up, that haze and that smell was my childhood growing up. There was no such thing, and this is the 70s, there was no such thing as air quality index that you could check. I'm taking my kid to school the other day. He's on his phone. Oh, yeah, the AQI today is this. I'm like, you know what, dude? Suck it up and go run laps, all right?
Hello. Speaking of the rice field burning, you would drive up and down Interstate 5 in Northern California, which is rice country, of course.
Yep.
And I say, of course. You drive through, and there's smoke across the freeway. I mean, it looks like a miniature forest fire. And in the town that I lived in, they used to have teepees, so they would process timber into lumber and burn the sawdust in a big teepee. The teepee purpose was to keep sparks from getting out and starting fires.
Yeah.
So we obviously have improved and changed things a great deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where I grew up, we lived in a valley and it used to like fog over. And so every single year during the wintertime, it would be this smoky, hazy fog people use in their fireplaces.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of London fog?
Yes.
Yes.
Coal.
And
yeah.
I never knew
it's
this
a great
until,
clothing brand, by the way.
It's a clothing brand, but it refers to London fog, and it was some author had coined the phrase, and London doesn't have fog. The what they had, it was all from coal. It was just the smoke in the air. It wasn't.
They called that black lung. Remember, the people were dying from that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was. I think that's a Dickinsonian phrase. I think it was Dickens that did that. Yeah, I could be wrong.
So.
I think so. Yeah.
And anyway, none of that conversation has to do. Well, no, we can pigeonhole that into law talk because that was the way they used to burn things until the laws changed. See, it all gets back to the law.
There you go.
Until the laws changed, it wouldn't let them to do that, and they worried about the oxygen level for those of us folks and stuff like that. But
so what are we going to talk about in this hour?
Well, we're going to talk about we kind of teased this last time, at the end of last hour. A case involving a person that was the mastermind of what has been dubbed the largest scandal in the history of the United States Navy, involving bribery, intrigue, hot women. You know, the whole ball of wax.
Intelligence compromises.
Exactly. Yeah. This whole, and something that happened recently with regard to the upcoming sentencing, a condition that applied to the upcoming sentencing of the mastermind. We'll cover that.
Somewhere Ian Fleming is smiling.
Exactly. Dun, 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 dun. You know, Netflix back in the news. Like I said, we teased this in the first hour. We got to come up with a segment called Who's Suing Netflix Now?
I'll build a sounder for that. I'll
yes.
do that.
And then a recent ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. It's not a ruling so much as it is a denial of a temporary injunction while an underlying case is pending, but it's still from the standpoint of the respondent or the person that filed the or was responding initial case. It's going to put them in a tough spot. So we'll talk about that. But we always, you know, we got this case or no case, this thing. Cal stumped
us. Time to play. All right. Case or no case.
Yay! Her name was Tanya Pardesi, a TikTok influencer and a former candidate for Miss Canada. According to news reports, the former Miss Canada Pardesi was jumping from a perfectly good airplane in Ontario. It appears that Pardesi opened the parachute too late while in the air on her first solo jump. The aspiring beauty queen was rushed to the hospital after she hit the ground, and they pronounced her dead. And the people of the parachute company said she released a rotating main chute at a too low an altitude without time for it to properly inflate. Pardesi had almost 100,000 TikTok followers, previously competed as Miss Canada, like we said. She was also enrolled at the University of Toronto, where she was studying philosophy. Her family said she should not have died this way. This parachute jumping company did not train her properly, and we want damages. So they went to their friendly Canadian attorney and asked if they had a wrongful death claim against Skydive Toronto, the company that offers the training and the skydiving experience. So, Todd, I think it's your turn to answer that question about Ms. Pardesi and her horrible end of her life.
So they go to the attorney, and the first thing the attorney says is, well, tell me what we're talking about.
About.
And,
Hey?
Hey? Yeah.
Great.
Well, it depends. If it's Toronto and further east, it's hey. West side is A.
Oh,
they say different things. That's not a joke.
And if it's French-Canadian, it might not even be English at all.
About right? What I was speaking.
Yes. Woo-woo.
So it's interesting. The way that you phrased the complaint of the family when they said, you said that they claimed to say, our daughter should not have died this way.
Right.
That's the question.
How should she have died?
Do they believe that there are people that should die that way?
I think they believe that most people should die of old age with their family around them, like the queen, you know, something like that. That's what else can you hope for?
So here's the thing. I'm going to say, for reasons that I don't necessarily want to divulge, because it would give Denise an unfair advantage, she'd be able to piggyback off of my answer.
By the way, in case you're wondering, the year was 2017. Go ahead.
I will say that this is a case. It is a case. Case gets filed, and a settlement is reached as a result of this.
Okay.
It's not a they go to trial and she wins at trial and vigorously defended a settlement. Was reached between the plaintiff and the defendant.
All right. And Denise, do you have a thought on whether this is a case or no case?
Well, I was thinking about what she signed when she went, you know, for this dive. Was there some kind of a limitation? Did she assume all the risks?
Well, sure, but it was Canadian law, so it was a kind release. I'm teasing you. I'm sorry.
I don't get that.
Oh. Well, Canadians are known for being kind. So it was a kind release.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
Never mind on the kind. Sorry.
It's gentle liability, not strict liability. We're too nice
for that.
That's
what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
So give us your answer when we come back.
I'm going to have to give you my answer. I need to think a little more.
Todd, you're going to talk us out, please, because since I've talked to
you. All right. So that'll do us for this first 15 minutes. If you think you've got an answer, go ahead and give us a call at 1-855-529-7234. That's 1-855-LAW-RADIO. We'd love to hear from you.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce on September 9th, myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books September 9th.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
27.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
We are back, right smack dab in the middle of Case or No Case. The case about the novice, first-time influencer skydiver whose chute opens too late and she dies on impact with the ground. And I said that I felt that this was a case and that some sort of settlement was reached. And Denise did what Denise always does.
Contemplated.
Bought a little bit of time to get into the break so she would have extra extra time to formulate her argument. And there she is, deep in, you can tell she's deep in thought because you can see a little bit of smoke coming out her left ear.
Even that move was a shrewd play. Just the delay was shrewd. And I'm sure she has a shrewd answer to this case or no case.
I don't know. I mean, I just, here's my dilemma. Mm-hmm. You said she was a TikToker.
Yes, big, about 100,000 followers after the beauty pageant in Canada.
But 2017, was TikTok even around?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe.
And then the other thing that kind of made me think about is, would they really let a novice person jump on their own for their first time? Wouldn't they have somebody go with her to help?
Well, she had taken some training. She had gone through all of that. This was her first solo jump, and in the first solo jump, she pulled the chute, and it was so low that it went into a spiral, and she went down and hit the ground. It was a tragedy.
Oh, that's my gosh. Was it caught on TikTok?
Not on her camera.
Well, I know they wouldn't have let her jump if she was vision impaired with this, because it scares the snot out of the service dog.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I just have to go with my instincts. It's probably going to be wrong, but I'm going to say that it's no case.
That is such a Fred Penny answer, hedging your bets. It's probably going to be wrong, so I've already laid the groundwork in case I am wrong,
yeah, but
I really can't be.
You know what I did?
I made it Fred?
I made it so Cal can't win.
That is correct. That is correct.
That is so mean to me. I get one lousy win. Okay, well, here's the story. The story I told you is absolutely true, all the way down to the TikTok influencing, and because of the waiver that was signed, no case.
No case?
No case was ever filed.
The waiver.
No case was ever filed.
Was this true that it was 2017?
Yep. Yep,
because here's what I thought initially. Until you said 2017, I was going to say no case for this reason, because I thought for certain that I saw in the news recently, like within the last couple of weeks, a story about an influencer that died first time parachuting,
mm-hmm.
and my thought was there hasn't been enough time for there to be a case filed. But then you said 2017, I was like, okay. That was a while ago.
I'm just going off of the Toronto Star News report. It could be wrong, but that's the information that I had. But here's one thing we do know. Want to know what we do know? We know that is case or no case, and Denise got a point. And next time, we're going to talk about Todd's favorite car, a Volkswagen Bug. That's next hour on Case or No Case.
Don't we have a correction to make? Didn't we make a mistake in one of our past cases?
It wasn't a mistake. It was that the county that I gave, I said it was in Ohio, and it was not in Ohio. It was in Georgia.
That's right, because it was Cleveland.
Yeah. And alert radio listener, Radio Law Talk listener, or producer at one of our affiliates, listened and said, tell Cal I hate the show and he stinks. And by the way, he got the county wrong. No, he wasn't like that at all. He was very gracious and kind and said, you got the state wrong. And he was right. He got it. I got it incorrect. And it's on me. And I apologize. And that is case or no case and our disclaimer. That's all there is to that.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. I'm glad we got that off the table.
All right. Well, we talked about this a little bit. Take a look at the time here. We'll get this started. We can maybe talk about it after the break. So here's the deal, right? There's this dude. It's a legal term, by the way, in the back of the law dictionary. Dude. There's a guy. And his name is Leonard Francis, otherwise known by his nickname in the military. He's a former military contractor, and he was known as Fat Leonard. Because at the time he engaged in what he was ultimately convicted of, he was pushing about 400 pounds. But
The title justified them, but can he fit in a uniform?
Depends on how much they take it out. Right? Well, Fat Leonard was a former military contractor, and this was his thing. There are various ports, you know, when ships, United States Navy, when they go across the sea, they pull into port in various places, Japan, Malaysia, you know, all these different places, they got to refuel. They have to get the various things that they need, supplies, all that kind of stuff. And so they contract, the Navy will contract with those ports to get those materials. Well, Leonard Francis was a part owner, full owner, in several of those. And the scandal with the Navy was that in order to induce the higher-ups in the Navy to send the ships to his ports, well, he lavished them with gifts and trips and, in some cases, the allegations are prostitutes. And I mean, it was like party time with him in exchange for steering the ships to his ports. Well, obviously that activity on his part is a violation of the law. What's the law here? Starts with a B, rhymes with gribe. It's bribe, okay, and various other activities. Well,
and this was the largest bribery case in U.S. history, you guys. It's huge.
So here's a guy who's got these contacts all over the Pacific Rim. Setting this up here because we're coming up on a break. All over the Pacific Rim, he's got these contacts. He was convicted. He pled back in 2015. And yet here we are in 2022, and he was pending sentencing on house arrest to stay at his home pending sentencing. Wait until you find out what happened.
So house arrest literally means he has to stay home the whole time, can't go shopping,
yes,
nothing?
Yes, it does. He's got to stay home. Well, we come back, we'll tell you about what happened, and we'll ask some probing questions of what should have happened by the folks who were supervising that house arrest. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit right here on many great local radio stations and always every Saturday 9 to noon Pacific time on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They're happy. Looking sharp. Well, come on.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
USA Radio News. People are enduring some of the coldest temperatures in months overnight in London to see the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II. King Charles and Prince William honored the crowd's patience, making an unannounced visit to greet them. The Justice Department has filed their appeal against an order barring it from using classified documents that were seized at former President Trump's Florida estate, to the surprise of no one, by the way. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University, an Orthodox Jewish institution in New York, abruptly suspended all student club activities after the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. The justices on Wednesday, in a 5-4 vote, lifted a temporary hold on an order telling the school to do so. Puerto Rico is under a hurricane warning as Fiona heads towards the island. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Boys are weird. Is this real life?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny. Now it's time.
You know, when I was a kid, Todd Kunin, by the way, despite that lead-in, Todd Kunin filling in for Fred Penny here on this edition of Radio Law Talk on Saturday, the 17th of September, 2022. When I was a kid, I remember I got in trouble once. I think I had taken something from somebody or I had some altercation with a kid. I was just a little kid. And I remember that my mom took me over to that kid's house. The other mom brought the kid out. And I remember my mom saying, Todd, do you have something you want to say to Nicholas? And then the apology ensued. Now, I've never done that with my kids, but today.
Now it's time for Radio Law Talk News.
And here's the news.
Cal, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Maybe. Cal screwed up on the last case or no case by getting the date entirely wrong. The death of the former Miss Canadian beauty pageant entrant was in September, September 3rd. And I don't know how I got the year 2017 in there. I don't know how. It was an honest mistake. That's 2 on me over 5 years. And that's the last 2 I'll ever make until today. Well, I mean, my next one could be wrong, too. I mean,
but you know what? You were right about one thing.
What?
TikTok started September 2016.
Yeah. Got that part
so,
right.
Yeah, so it was possible that it could have been in 2017, right?
Yeah, and they say that they did broadcast death scenes and stuff on her TikTok account, but which just seems horribly tacky to me. But at any rate, sympathies to the young lady and to her family, and if you're listening in Canada, well, thank you for listening online. We have no Canadian affiliates at this point.
And I will say that even though I got the answer wrong because I said it was a case and they settled, which was influenced heavily by the fact that you said 2017.
Of course, naturally.
But I'll put that aside. Yeah. I was incorrect there, but I was still correct, not for points, mind you, that they don't let blind people skydive because it scares the heck out of
dogs. Because
of the dogs,
yes, exactly. And they also, there's also a very popular phrase that says skydivers only have one chance to get it wrong. And, you know, that's it, you know, and God rest her soul. I cannot even imagine the panic that must have gone through her poor mind as she pulled that cord and realized she was in a spiral. I just can't put my brain there, and I saw great sympathies for her.
Yeah. And
can we stop now?
Okay, let's do that. Let's go on to other stuff other than correcting Cal, which could be an all-day proposition.
So back to our case about the former defense contractor known as Fat Leonard, Leonard Francis. And so here's the deal with Mr. Francis. He pled in this, what was described the largest bribery fraud scandal in the history of the Navy. He pled in 2015. 2015, which, as we have just learned, was a year before TikTok started. That's just a tangential point, but
squirrel.
He pled in 2015, and he was set to be sentenced in about 2 weeks here in 2022. Well,
There's no sense in rushing these things, Todd.
Years later, he still hasn't been sentenced. Now, we'll talk in a minute about why that might have been. But here is the interesting thing. He was on pre-trial home supervision, or pre-sentencing, post-plea home supervision. He was supposed to be monitored by a federal agency called Pretrial Services.
24/7.
Yes.
Eyes on him eyes on his locale all the time.
Well, right. You would think. But this is the report. About a week ago, Pretrial Services decided to call the San Diego Police Department and said, hey, can you go by and check this house that we are supposed to be monitoring all the time? Can you just go by and check? I mean, they couldn't even get off their duff and go over themselves to this person that they're supposed to be monitoring. They asked the police to go over, and this is what the police found when they went to the residence.
Did they find federal agents just sitting around doing nothing? No.
Well, nothing is an interesting word that you use there, because not only did they not find federal agents sitting around, they didn't find anything in the house. It was completely cleaned out with one exception.
What?
A cooler that had a GPS device that had been cut off and left in the cooler.
So the fat guy was pretty smart.
So he is gone. Then they go and they talk to the neighbors. This gets even better. They go and talk to the neighbors and say, have you seen anything? No joke. This guy who's supposed to be monitored 24/7, neighbors say, well, there was a bunch of U-Haul trucks that came over here the last little bit, and I saw them moving. So his level of supervision over 7 years, he had come to learn, I think you can infer this, that it was so lax that he knew that he could pull U-Haul trucks up to the house, cut off the GPS, and take off. And they don't know how long he's been in the wind. They don't. He was supposed to be sentenced in 2 weeks.
Right. And can you imagine the arguments for the defense? Well, Your Honor, he's an upstanding citizen. He owns property all over the world.
Yeah.
He has all kinds of bribery that he did, so he will never do it again. And
he
can stay at home, and he's going to help, you know, the government somehow.
And that is the speculation as to why it took 7 years, because there were a lot of people from Navy higher-ups, admirals, and that were prosecuted. Some pled, some went to trial, and I'm speculating here, but the only justification that I can see for a seven-year gap from the date of his plea in 2015 to being sentenced in late 2022 is if he was cooperating with the feds as a witness against these folks.
I know. I have an option. I have another option. Now he's thinking to himself, maximum term for what I did is 7 years. I spent that much time in home confinement. I don't have to spend any more time. I've already spent my term.
That would have been interesting, if that's what it was. I don't know what his maximum term of imprisonment would be.
It would be longer than that.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm just...
But, you know, he could be thinking that. But I have to laugh at what the remedial or the measures that have been put in place to find him. So the federal officials come out with a statement saying, well, we've entered his name in the database so that if he has any other encounters with law enforcement, his identity as the wanted fugitive will come up. Okay.
And he'd never use a fake name or ID.
Yeah, couldn't do that. Yeah. And this guy who was a defense contractor that was a part owner in several ports around the Pacific Rim, you think the guy may have the ability to evade law enforcement? Perhaps. You know, and then they said, we've also put his name on the registry for commercial airports, so if he tries to board a commercial flight, we'll be able to catch him. Boy, you think this guy who made all of this money might not have some of it squirreled away somewhere and maybe won't take public airline transportation, maybe a private jet or a boat?
How about shipping?
Exactly.
Considering he made all his money on shipping.
There you go. How about he's on a private island sipping Mai Tais right now with stuff he sipped to himself?
I think he's in a container on a ship.
There you go.
And he's going to end up in a port where there will be no extradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he stuck around long enough. He could be thinking, you know what? I had a good thing going and I got caught because people in the Navy that I was working talked or whatever happened. So he stuck around long enough to see convictions and testify against those people. Their careers were done. But you know what? He's taken off.
I am blown away by the fact that this is supposedly a high security environment with a high risk for national security, for that matter. And he just basically calls up his friends from church and says, hey, I've got a couple of cases of beer. I'm going to move. You want to come and give me a hand? He's gone. Nobody knows about it. Yeah. How can that even be?
The poor acquaintance that owns a pickup truck who's always the one that gets called when somebody needs to be moved.
Yeah, the bumper sticker.
Isn't he like a Malaysian national, too?
He is.
Wow. Just he all is. The way around. Mm. Boggles my mind.
I just... The level
and
it, of
and if he was somebody that turncoat and became state's evidence or whatever, you call it at the federal level, you would think he'd be in like a witness protection program or something where he'd be semi-protected from other elements besides just him, fleeing.
Now, one of the justifications that they gave for putting him on some sort of pre-trial or pre-sentence, post-plea home confinement is... Apparently, I want to say it was like 2017, 18, 19, along in there.
Back when the girl from Canada died?
Yes. And he was a major influencer on TikTok.
Right.
And they met in a service dog convention. So, anyway, he did say that he had a medical condition. He claimed he was suffering from kidney cancer. He had been hospitalized, and so they released him home. Because one thing that the government doesn't like doing is having to care for somebody's significant medical needs while they're incarcerated. But it would appear, based upon this, that he had recovered and didn't go back in. So,
wow.
That's Fat Francis, or Fat Leonard.
It's just stunning. When people think the amount of money we dump into the system, and that's the best we got out of it, it stuns me. I can't believe it.
It is a conundrum.
Yeah.
We'll be back after this break in the action. Got more Radio Law Talk coming your way. Don't go away.
We will raise more questions and provide no more answers next on Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhnert and Denise Dirk. Stay tuned as the program will continue after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No fun. That's true.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
You know, in the course of a criminal investigation, the police felt like I was at the... Just giving the intro to one of those crime... In the criminal justice system, there are several things that happen. Not one of them is adequate pay for that. But in the course of the criminal justice investigation, there's a lot of evidence that the police collect. And oftentimes, there's if it's a domestic violence case, a sexual assault case, the evidence that is collected is often biological evidence, DNA evidence, collected of both the suspected perpetrator and the victim of a crime. Now, the reason they would collect DNA evidence of the victim of a crime is to see if they find any matching DNA evidence that matches the victim in and amongst the perpetrator's body or belongings to prove that there was that close contact. It happens. It's very common, and it's used in prosecutions against perpetrators to convict beyond a reasonable doubt. But the question arises, if evidence is collected from a victim of a crime, to what extent can law enforcement, if that victim later becomes the perpetrator of a crime or an accused, to what extent should law enforcement be allowed to use the evidence that they have on file from that person as a victim to then identify them as a perpetrator, right? That's the question, and that arose in a recent case in San Francisco, California. Denise?
Yes.
What do we have here on this one?
Well, we have a woman who was raped, and she did a DNA kit, right, a rape kit. And, you know, today's advances in DNA technology is pretty much amazing. So they ran her DNA through the what you would call like the, a crime type of a DNA storage for, you know, to find perpetrators and to try to find and match up DNA to people that have been had their DNA tested mm-hmm. because maybe they're being they've been accused of something. So usually it's like a criminal database. The people are mostly criminals that have been convicted or have somehow they have given their DNA to this storage facility. And they ran her DNA through that index, if you will. And I forgot the thing. We just learned that this weekend, too, and I forgot what it's called.
There's a couple of different databases, but one is a database that's kept by the individual agencies. They have
That's the one that I'm thinking of in particular. And when they ran her DNA through that, they found out that her DNA was implicated in a 2021 burglary. And so she then gets charged for burglary. So here she is, a victim of rape. And now she's being charged.
Now the important thing here is the dates here. The date that they collected the DNA sample for the domestic violence / sexual assault was in 2016. So that 2016 is when her DNA got on file, right?
Well, it was taken. It doesn't mean it was tested.
It was taken such that it could be tested and identified against any future, used against any future collection of DNA. So now you've got a 2021 burglary where somehow they got DNA evidence and they run it in, and lo and behold, the DNA from the 2021 burglary matches the sample taken from her 5 years earlier when she was a victim
of domestic violence,
and rape. And in that case, ultimately, the defendant in that case was not convicted of that because she refused to testify against him. So that case went away. Domestic violence / rape case, that went away. She did not testify against that individual. But when the case went away, the sample stayed on file and was used. Now, listen, on the federal level, they've already passed regulations so that this kind of conduct cannot happen. In San Francisco, which is the jurisdiction of this, they have since passed internal policies that prevent this kind of thing from happening. And I believe
when you say this kind of thing, you're saying use of victims' DNA to come back and try to charge them with criminal activity.
Yes, to match them up with criminal activity later. And I believe that there's bills in the state of California aimed at making statewide prohibiting this practice. But she has now brought a lawsuit against San Francisco for the use of this. I mean, the charges have since been dropped against her for the theft. But she's brought a lawsuit because of the implications and the,
pain
and
suffering
and privacy rights. And it raises some interesting questions about privacy rights as it relates to DNA.
Right. Who owns? Once your DNA has been collected for purposes of determining a crime, who owns that DNA? Is there really a right of privacy still? Is there an expectation of privacy still as to the DNA that has been collected? And this is something we dealt with this last weekend on Saturday. Was the East Rape Test? What is his name? The guy that was the East Rapist?
Okay.
The bigger, greater East Rapist guy. And they got his DNA from him because he had disposed of a Coke can. But they had then gone on to a site, not Ancestry and not 23andMe, but another site that collected that type of DNA from people to put together their family trees. And the police put together the family tree, and they got connected him to a very close cousin. And that cousin then described his family, and he became a target of the rapes that were happening in the 70s and 80s, and it was massive rapes and murders.
Yep.
And they actually got him, and they got him through the DNA. So, you know, this is like now hot stuff because now they can really go and do it. And the question is, do you have a right of privacy to your DNA? If you voluntarily place your DNA in one of these sites that you are doing just to find out your hereditary, can your DNA be used to connect you or your family members to other crimes?
Well, I think the real question is, would people do it if they knew that that was just an option to law enforcement? I mean, I've had my DNA done, and, you know, I'm from in England. Who knew, right? But the point is that if the cops say, I wonder if Cal, let's go run Cal's family without my knowledge or permission, without my signing off in advance, don't I have some kind of right there?
Yeah, that's that. In California, you have a state right of privacy because it's in our Constitution. So that is exactly at the heart of this. And I have to tell you, who would run their DNA or who would not run their DNA? I won't run my DNA. My entire family has run their DNA, but I've been a little worried that I was going to find some kind of a serial killer or something that's in my background, you know, somebody that I might be connected to. And so I haven't done it.
So we only got a couple minutes left, and I have a take on this that's obviously going to take longer than 90 seconds to get into. So I want to readdress this when we come back after our next break. Because for me, the key, and you touched on it, is the expectation of privacy and who in a criminal case has standing to challenge, to say their expectation of privacy was violated. And when we come back, and I'm specifically going to focus on a situation where DNA was taken from something that the person discarded into the trash, and compare that to DNA that was procured as a result of somebody else having their DNA tested who is not the subject of the criminal investigation. Yeah. That's what we'll talk about when we come back after the break. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. And if they don't care, it's the third hour. Hop over to RadioLawTalk.com and you can finish out listening to this discussion.
And more on the risks of genealogical DNA to your privacy coming up on Radio Law Talk next hour with Todd and Denise. Stay tuned. There's much more ahead right here on Radio Law Talk. Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.